It's episode 229, and I've got plugins for user session control, WordPress security, and a great new call to action plugin. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun, filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall. And we have a great show for you as usual today. So let's get ready with the stuff right off the top. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. Or if you got a few minutes, we can follow us on Twitter at WPPluginsAtoZ. And one thing we would greatly appreciate is you stopping in on the iTunes store and giving us a review. And we can do like all these other podcasts. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts recently. They're all begging for 5-star reviews. Now, just please go give us a review. Any review will do well. You know, we want to know why you don't like it. If you don't, if you do, please give us a great review. And if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, please give us the thumbs up button. Would greatly appreciate it. And of course, as usual, a little self-promotion just to let folks know that aside from doing this great show, which I enjoy doing week after week, I am a world... a tongue twister at that. I am a WordPress professional, and I make a living with WordPress. I do it by helping people when their sites break. One of my specialties, fixing it when it's broke or finding out why. Another is helping folks save money when they're redoing their website or when they're putting it together for the first time. Spend a couple hours consulting to find out what you need. Save some time down the road. You might be thinking about a set of plugins that don't go well together. Who knows? Anything along that lines. So you can pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729. You might actually be surprised. I do answer that number. Or if you just want to send me an email, send it to john@wppro.ca. All right, and well, this week here, well, since last show, it's been very busy for me. It seems one job after another just keeps flowing. And not that I mind, I thoroughly enjoyed that, but decided that this was a good time to do home renos at the same time. Yeah, home renos, work, don't always go well together. But, you know, one of the things it does, it helps make you think about what you got to do. In particular, I've been doing a lot of painting, so you got to think about this, and I kind of put it together with doing a WordPress website. You know, you're going to do your prep and paint, and if you're going to replace your WordPress website, it's kind of like renovating your home a bit. You go through and you have to decide what's going to get ripped out, what's going to be kept, how you're going to clean it up, how you're going to change it, and you want to think ahead on everything you're going to do to save yourself as much time and money as possible while doing it. You know, painting, for instance, requires a fair amount of prep work. It's amazing how much prep work goes into painting just a living room. I was kind of surprised that all the prep, you know, to pull everything off the walls, patch the holes, tape everything up that you don't want to get painted. You know, same sort of thing when you're doing your WordPress website, you're renovating and updating it, and you want to go through, you know, patch the walls, patch the holes, go through and check for security issues, remove plugins that you're not going to use, toss out those themes that are no longer going to be used. And basically clean up the mess as you go. And in the end, you end up with something much cleaner, nicer, and you can sit back with a nice cold beer and enjoy it. So anyway, that's my week. Been very busy. Thanks for listening to me just ramble on. And I want to let folks know there is going to be a new section after the plugins, and it's going to be a section that I'm going to start including in every show here, discussing some sort of issue I've been working on with WordPress in the previous few weeks. Usually it was a client site, sometimes it's my own project, it varies back and forth. But should be some good tips and information, and if it's got code involved, I'll make sure the code's all included in the show notes. So make sure you stick around after the plugins. All right, This week in WordPress news, well, it's been kind of a slow week for me. Well, probably hasn't been a slow week in NerdPress. NerdPress, yes. There's a new fork for WordPress. We'll call it NerdPress and just improve everything. Gotta love how the tongue just twists things out and your brain doesn't always work. All right, for me, it's been very busy, so I haven't been following up with the WordPress news this week. We'll be bringing something up next week, I'm sure. And feedback, please get us those reviews in iTunes, and I'll feature those reviews here. And you even get a great link back to your site, not to mention an acknowledgement to the thousands of listeners out there that are listening to this show. So very much appreciate to all you listeners out there. All right. Looks like it is time to basically just dive on into the meat and potatoes of the show. So off we go. All right. The first plugin I've got this week is called User Session Control. And this is another one of the plugins from my multi-site project that I've been adding in plugins for quite a number of shows now. And as I mentioned previous show, I'm only going to bring in one of these per show now for a while so I can start catching up on some of the submitted plugins and other plugins that I find along the way that are actually pretty cool. So this one here, User Session Control, this one is a free plugin. You can find it in the WordPress repository. And it's a great little plugin, and it's simple enough in what it does. It allows you to check out and manage the user sessions that are occurring in your multi-site network. You can go in there and see who's been logging in, how long they've logged in, when was the last time they logged in. If you see something wrong, you can kill their session and log them out immediately. It's pretty simple in its setup. You just load it up, install it. Go look at the administration panel it creates for you. And then you can see the IP address they're logging in from. You can destroy the session. All in all, a pretty basic, pretty nice plugin. Pretty well put together. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. So check it out, User Session Control. Okay, the next plugin we've got here for you. This was referred to us by James Gavin. It's a premium plugin. And it's called SecureMoz WordPress Security Plugin. Link is in the show notes, so you can go check it out. It is another great tool in the constant protection of your WordPress website. What this one does, this helps you run a security audit on your site. It runs over 27 different tests and then lets you know the results of what it finds. And then if anything is found, it'll help let you know how to get them fixed. And it even offers some ways to accomplish this automatically for you. Just a click of a button and away it goes. It's a really nice addition to the tools for adding to the security of your WordPress website. I found it to be relatively easy to use, easy to set up, and the automagically seemed to work quite nicely for some of the things it does do, like help you create htaccess files and other little bits of code that not everyone knows how to write. So check it out. Link is in the show notes. SecureMoz WordPress Security Plugin, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. All right, and the final plugin I've got for you this week. This one, again, is a referral. This one was referred to us by Khalid Zidan. It's a premium plugin, as far as I can tell. It's called Koseka, Call to Action. And currently, if you head into their site, they're giving it away until August 30th. So if you follow the show and you want to go check it out, it's a really cool call to action plugin. And it's pretty nice. I really like the way it sets up. Initially, I don't like the install process so much because they don't make it completely clear. You got to sign up and create an account on their site. Not a big deal per se. I just like to have those instructions spelled out front so that I'm not surprised by click something. Oh, please create an account. So other than that, all right. Anyway, the creation of the pop-up, basically what it does, it creates a really cool pop-up. It's the kind of pop-up you see on YouTube videos, your iPhone, all those, the little grayed out box with the image to the left and then your text and a link. It's a really cool kind of pop-up, as what I found. You can place it around different spots on your site. You can add your own images. It's really nice in how it worked and how it's set up. I did like the way it was working. I did like the functionality of it. I'll probably give it a test out on a live site. I've only tested it on my dev site so far. So we'll see how it goes. It may actually improve the click-throughs on things. We're going to try. So give it a check out. It's called Koseka, Call to Action, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating. All right, well, that's all I got for the plugins. I'll wrap up the plugins after I finish this. This is my new section of the show for you, and it is a discussion about a project I've been working on. And the reason for adding this section is to give a little bit more relevant material for the show and help add something that can be of use to folks out there who are developing their own WordPress website. So what this past couple weeks has seen me doing, I've been doing some work on a WooCommerce project and with numerous customizations to the site. And this in particular, this was done on an X theme with WooCommerce. So, and I discovered the X theme is actually a pretty nice, powerful theming system. I'd never used it previous to this project, so I actually kind of like it. And so check that out. But what was happening here was, in particular, the client had asked for the specifics of moving the, on a single product page for WooCommerce, you normally have the tabs underneath the image and the order bits, the tabs that describe the description and the other, the additional information and all that sort of stuff there that you put into tabs. Now, what they wanted was they wanted the tabs moved to the right-hand side of the main image, and then they wanted the tabs turned into an accordion that would open and close like most accordions do. Kind of a cool idea. I kind of liked it. So I was like, okay, we can do that. After a little research, I figured out how it was done and seen how people accomplished these tasks in the past. So what we've done here is I've added the code into the show notes. So you can just go copy and paste this code. Just make sure to check the... single quotes, to make sure that they copy correctly, because sometimes single quotes don't copy and paste very well. Anyway, what you got to do first is you got to add some make some changes to the functions.php file. And I've added the code in here, so you can remove an action and add back a new action for the functions.php to move the tabs from the bottom to the side. Once you've done that, then you have to go make some changes to the tabs.php file. And basically, you got to change out the entire chunk of code in the tabs.php file. This is the tabs.php file located in the WooCommerce templates, which you place in your child theme. Do not do this in the root theme. Make sure you've created a child theme to do this in. Otherwise, you might regret life later when you update the theme. So I've copied the entire code from the single products tabs into here of what you need to change and how you need to move it. This is specific for the accordion theming system. If you're going to use it on something else, you may have to go through and change the code accordingly, but this would give you a nice head start on it. The other thing you didn't have to do is you have to add a little piece of Java code into the customizer. It's a little jQuery to allow the accordion to properly expand and contract depending on which one you're clicking on. So you can click on different headers and it contracts the one before and opens the new one you're looking at. All in all, it wasn't too bad of a task to accomplish. It did require a little bit of research and a little bit of back and forth with the theme developers because they helped me figure out the jQuery because it just wasn't quite working out correctly. So kudos to the X-Theme team with excellent support. I greatly appreciate that. And this may help you out. So after you've got all that done, all you have left to do is customize it as you would any normal CSS by customizing up the CSS tags. So check it out. This is a pretty cool little feature. I kind of like the way this displays. It may be something I use more often in WooCommerce. I like it better than the tabs at the bottom. Just basically gives it that little bit of pizzazz for it. So anyway, that wraps that up. Who knows, next week we'll bring you another problem or something else twisted and new. I'm constantly looking at new stuff, regularly fixing broken websites. think I repaired 5 or 6 of them last week. So, hey, all is good in my world. I love fixing broken websites. Always a good challenge. So, this week's plugins, I covered up User Session Control, which I gave a 4 to. Secure Moz, WordPress Security Plugin, which I gave a 4 to. And Kosika, Call to Action, which I gave a 4 to. Of course, time for a little commercial for you, and this is a little promo for my own personal project. This is the fityou.ca website. So if you are a fitness fanatic, know a fitness fanatic, know somebody in the fitness community, a personal coach, a personal trainer, someone with a small studio, and they're just having a heck of a time getting themselves set up with a decent website, send them to the fityou.ca. They can set themselves up with a WordPress website with a few clicks. The free version of it gives them a pretty decent start of the website. If they want to spend a few bucks, they can get themselves a full-blown WooCommerce website all set up and running and without all the headaches of maintaining and managing and keeping it up to date, which is what I do in the background, keep it secured and up to date. So all they have to worry about is the design and layout of their particular site. So check it out, thefityou.ca. And to make sure, don't forget Marcus. He'll be back soon enough. Is go check him out at marcuscouch.com. He has lots of new, great, exclusive content and also several projects he's working on. So go check out marcuscouch.com. And of course, a few reminders for you. We'd greatly appreciate you stopping at the iTunes store, giving us a review. Mucho appreciated if you do that. Helps improve the show's rankings. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. And don't forget, you can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com, or if you want to send me an email, send it to john@wppro.ca. And that's pretty much all I got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.